most welcome guests. As a Toastmaster, we all know the only way to improve our speaking skills is to speak, speak, speak. Practicing in a supportive environment like Toastmasters. But I find the biggest barrier to speaking is not necessarily being nervous, it's to know what to talk about. So hopefully in the next 5 minutes, I'll give you some inspiration to help you deliver your next speech. So first of all, how do you choose what to speak about? For me, I keep a Google Drive of ideas. Some of them might just be a phrase I've heard, some of them an idea or a thought. So first of all, review the objectives for the next few speeches that you've got to give. Maybe you've got something that you cut out of an old speech. When the time comes to write a speech, I'll dip into these. See if there's anything that inspires me. Can I develop that into a 5 or 7 minute speech? Maybe it's an old table topics idea that I thought, actually, I could really stretch that one out and get a lot more out of it. The key is, you never know when speech ideas are going to hit you. So find a way to write them down online. Some people have a pad to keep notes as they're walking around. Maybe it'll hit you in the supermarket, wherever. Just be ready. From small acorns, great oaks grow. And some ideas might take months or years to develop into a fully grown speech. Don't worry. Enjoy that process. Keep your mind thinking, how can I not only get the idea, but how can I tell that story? Toastmasters says, when selecting a topic becomes difficult, it's time to consult 2 general sources of information. Personal experience and reference material. When it comes to speeches I've seen given on personal experience, there seems to be more passion. The person has actually experienced those things and you can see the passion, when it comes through the body language and the movement. So whether it be your interests, your sports, your hobbies, your travel, your career, your retirement, family, ancestors, marriage, traditions, memorable teachers, you're bound to find something that fires your interest. Personal experiences make for excellent speech topics as well, because they help the audience know more about you. I know for me, I love to find out more about my fellow Toastmasters when I go to a meeting, and that's told not just through the conversations we have, but through their speeches. Despite everyone's differences, most of us will share some common experiences, but our individual experience of that will be quite different. An eccentric childhood friend, an impactful teacher, getting your driver's license. Most of these things will have happened to all of us throughout our life. So the Toastmasters speech is a chance to really draw on those and share them. The other Toastmasters source is reference material. This is finding a subject on something you know a little bit about and want to know more, or doing research at the library or on the internet to find out more information. Or what about some other starting points for a speech? Maybe there was a table topics, a question you really wish you'd gotten or that you really wish you'd given a better answer to than the mumbling when you were standing up there. What about a soundbite that you've heard? Something that somebody has said, a famous quote that's really inspired you. Stretch that out and give other examples. And giving a speech could be another chance to kill 2 birds with 1 stone. If you've got an important business speech or presentation coming up, maybe you're looking for something you're going to deliver in the office, or maybe you're giving a wedding speech, why not try these out amongst your friends, amongst the supportive, critical friends in Toastmasters. The other key thing is passion and enthusiasm. What are the subjects that you feel strongly about? These will make great subjects for speeches, especially those that have a persuasive component. Your passion will come across in your body language and the way that you tell that story. Hopefully, I've sparked a few ideas for your next speech, but don't remember, it's not just about what you talk about, it's how you say it. Winston Churchill famously said, "I'm sorry to have made such a long speech, but I didn't have time to write a shorter one." So who's ever been here? Who's ever been in this situation where you've got a great speech, you want to tell it, but you know when you tell it, that's going to take 12, 15 minutes, and you've only got 5 or 7 minutes to be able to deliver it in. So Toastmasters suggests a basic speech organisation method. The speech organisation method should help you stay focused by remembering the basic formula. Tell them what you're going to tell them, and tell them what you've told them. Here's what I mean. What you're going to tell them. In this way, can you explain your speech in a single sentence? This might be your summary or your opening. The first 2 minutes of a speech have got to draw the audience in, grip them in. They've got to trust you, they've got to know you. They're going to know that you're going to take them by the hand and lead them on a clearly set out path through the speech. Second part of the speech, tell them. Tell them exactly what it is. Show them your passion for this subject. Tell them the story. You've got them engaged, and now it's your turn to take them around however you want to, in whatever style suits your speech and suits your speaking style, through the next 4 or so minutes. The body of the speech. And at the end then, you tell them again. You tell them what you've just told them. Your conclusion, a minute or so to say, I've said I was going to say this, I've told you that information, and just to remind you again, a summary of my points. And maybe you've got an action point. Maybe you've got something that you want them to take home. From all that 5 minutes of speaking, what is the key point that you want them to remember as they walk out that door? The call to action. Toastmasters has got a whole section on organising your speech. Take a look at that online. It looks about how you list key points, arrange them in order, expand upon them, developing an introduction, considering where you want the audience to go, how much sort of interaction you want with them. Do you want rhetorical questions? And then summarising your key points in a closing statement. And when you're writing your speech, well, I sometimes write it all out longhand. That's just the way I prefer. But you might want a mind map so you can take you from place to place and making reference to those notes. What are you going to do? Are you going to memorise the whole speech? Do you feel more confident having some notes here? Are you going to involve props as well? Another thing that might even help you walk your way through that particular speech. Phil Collins. Not the rock star, but someone who was a great speechwriter for Tony Blair, seen as some of the greatest speeches of the late 90s, said, before you write, remember that every speech has something of you in the writing. Don't take that away when you write. Be yourself. Be comfortable in your own skin. In that, you need to write a speech just for you. You can't get somebody else to write your speech because only you know how to deliver that speech from your point of view. It's your speech. Have fun, own it, deliver it. People will never hear a speech like this before. To sum up then, it's up to you where you get your sources from. You never know where they're going to hit you in terms of ideas for those speeches. Keep them in a Google Drive, keep them in a notebook, but always be thinking. Every experience that you go through, no matter how terrible it is, could this be my next speech? Secondly, the sources for that speech could come from anywhere. Could come from reference material, or it could come from personal experience. Could you kill 2 birds with 1 stone? Have you got an important business presentation coming up? Perhaps you're giving a wedding speech. Can you try these ideas out in a supportive, helpful audience? When you're structuring your speech, remember, tell them what you're going to tell them. Tell them. And tell them what you've just told them. And lastly, remember that every speech should have something of you in the writing. Even if it's a reference material, it should be a personal story that you can impart to the Toastmasters in your own particular style. Having said that, don't forget this tip from Dale Carnegie. There are always 3 speeches. for every one you actually gave. The one you practiced, the one you gave, and the one you wish you gave. Thanks very much, Toastmasters. I'll see you next time.